coffee.
Oh, shit.
And that's how it goes. Millions of people listening to Coffee and Combo.
Oh.
It's crazy.
He's in Crazy Train. Okay, here we go. I'll be the guitar.
You know what I was going to do?
Hold on. I was just being the guitar.
Thanks, man. We could start this whole fucking podcast over again, and I'll just play Crazy Train into the mic.
Okay, let's do that.
And that'll be our new theme song.
Oh, man. Ready? With this new mic, I can just walk across and turn off the fan. This is nice.
No way.
It's a game changer.
How long do you think the intro to Crazy Train is?
Because
we're about to
find out. Let's find out. Can we hear it through Discord? Or through Audacity?
You just get it through my microphone. Don't you love that? Oh, listen to that.
I can't even hear it.
You can't?
No. Are you playing Crazy Train?
Maybe it'll be so subtle. I can't play it anymore. This is all unusable.
All DMCA'd.
No, that doesn't matter, right? Because we were going to use it for talking over, and we did, basically.
Our new intro.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, fuck it.
I'm just starting... Welcome to Coffee and Combos, the fighting game podcast that gives you all the big news happening every week in the fighting game genre. I'm your host, Ty Ross, and with me, as always, is the man with the plan.
I've never been that.
With the eyes.
Okay, I'm in that.
Guy who's got a new microphone or headset or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I hope this does sound better. I hope this comes through silky smooth.
It's Cardi.
What up, Ty? What are we doing today?
Today is a jam-packed triple character reveal episode.
Man, before we started this, I was like, it's pretty late. Like, you know, I could probably leave the door open because it's hot. Like, you know, cool down. Why not fire trucks and fucking ambulances and like 12 police cars? Why not, you know?
Oh, I hear that so hard, dude. Like,
good.
For
I
some
hope everyone
reason,
hears it.
We get like
it
where
adds
I
to
live.
The ethos of where I live, Ty.
Exactly, man. It's a the myth.
Man,
the
so
myth.
I have to bring up my most recent experience.
Oh my god. Yeah, sure, please.
So I go down in the morning. I'm going out to my girlfriend's car. No, my fiance's car.
Yeah, your fiance.
And I'm going to the car. I'm getting all ready to, and like there's just shit piled everywhere. I'm like, man, she really left this fucking car in a mess. This is unusual. Like, she just ripped everything out of every fucking compartment, left it all over the floor. And then I clued in. I'm like, oh wait, no, someone broke into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so level-headed. So I immediately pop the trunk and rip open to where the spare tire is, and I grab the tire iron. And one of the local crackheads who sometimes sneak into the lobby of my building to just get a little comfortable on the couch, smoke a little crack, I got right up in his face with a tire iron, and I was like putting it in his face. And what does this guy do to me? He starts giving me his whole life story. I don't know why that's their go-to, but man, he started explaining to me everything. So I pulled up my phone, and I'm like, let me hear that again. And he obviously doesn't do it, Ty. But I sent you this video. And I have this crackhead go, do you have fun picking on me? And Ty, I hit him with a yeah. Yeah, I do. Because Ty, I'm tired of this shit. I'm going to go on crackhead demolition derby.
Dude broke into the car. Like, just why?
Yeah. So,
why are there so many just junkies hanging around your building?
Because there's a very obvious guy selling drugs out of a sliding glass door on the first floor.
Yeah.
But, Ty, I live in an area where cops don't want to go because there's junkies everywhere. Why the fuck would you want to be here?
God, they're useless, man.
Yeah, Ty, it's a thin line between here and paradise, you know? Like, I'm like a... I'm like a step away from the suburbs, but
I know
no one will come here,
bro. Oh God,
it's hardened me. I feel like I can go anywhere now. Like people are like, oh, don't go down that alley. That's where all the junkies are. That's where I live, Ty.
Yeah,
what do I got to fear?
I don't envy. I mean, what do you got to fear? I don't know. Maybe one of them's got a knife one time. You got to be careful.
Well, Ty,
man.
That's one of the things they took from the car was a pocket knife of mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the hell.
So, you know, that's like a, I was like, there is danger, but I trust my tire iron skills. You got a little range with a tire iron, Ty? They're pretty heavy.
Fighting game reflexes.
I'm just hoping that I, as soon as he went for his pocket, I was going to like backstep, swing as hard as I can, Ty.
God.
Because like, he got right up in my face because I was like, oh, like, and I'm not going to back down to this fucking guy because Ty, you give him a little, you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. So I'm right up in his face. I probably have COVID now, by the way. I'm probably dying and I'm on my way out. But Ty, boy, he was getting, he backed down from tough guy mode and gone on his bike. So I immediately said, get out of here or I'm stealing your bike, because I was like, I'm going to crackhead the crackhead. I'm going to be the person who steals the bike now. And
outplay the outplayer.
Yeah. So he goes biking off and then starts yelling stuff. So I'm like, get back here. And he does come back for some reason. And
oh, maybe.
But then he starts explaining, yeah, like, he's going to figure out who broke into the car. I'm like, I know it was fucking you. Like, shut the fuck up. And all I'm doing this time, there are people from my building, I've got a bunch of people on their balcony now because I've been yelling at this guy.
Yeah, people coming out to see the show.
There's an old lady, and my God, she goes, yeah, we're taking the apartment back, and like had her fist up, and I was like, yeah, right, lady. And they're just like, fuck, like, just go back inside, everyone.
What? This is like the a part in the movie where it's like, you know, in Bug's Life, where all the ants rise up against the grasshopper, but it's like the lamest.
Ty, this sounds so far-fetched, but after it all ended, they literally clapped for me. Everyone, I felt like a gladiator, Ty.
You are you not entertained?
Yeah, I just put my arms out and spun.
You're not entertained.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was a pretty surreal moment in my life, to be honest.
Your living situation
needs
to
change. It's not good, yeah.
I always tell you that. Because you're in a whole other, like, world of your own where you're battling off junkies.
Yeah.
And old ladies are cheering from their balcony, giving you the thumbs up or thumbs down whether to execute people.
I was ready. Like, if she would have thumbs down, like, fucking, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin.
If she, Joaquin Phoenix, thumbed down, I would have tire ironed that guy's teeth out right on the spot.
You would not have. Actually, you know what?
If the thumbs down came out, it might have happened. I don't know what
time. Yeah, the thumbs down is...
I would have went full Russell Crowe, you know?
Yeah.
He's bashed teeth out in public.
He has. Making movies, making songs, and fighting around the world.
Exactly. I can Russell Crowe with the best of them, Ty.
You know who else can Russell Crowe with the best of them?
Who, Ty?
The King of Dinosaurs.
That's what they call me around this building.
Fighters ready. Engage.
So this week, we're sitting here all merry. It's a Tuesday. And I'm like, no fighting game news on a Tuesday.
Club's then, not going up.
And yeah, that's true. It's not going up. Anyway, fuck me.
Well, man, what a banger.
I just realized I have to ask you something after this.
Okay. Is it secret? Like, we can't... I like having secrets,
I mean,
from the viewers.
I guess it's
no,
not really
secret.
No,
don't let them know, Ty. Don't let them know.
Okay, so the clubs aren't going up on a Tuesday, but you know what did? A King of Dinosaurs trailer from King of Fighters. And I was like, what in the fuck? Isn't this usually on, like, Wednesdays?
No, Ty. They came in early. They're keeping us on our toes still a little bit. We've got stagnant, you know? We're like, you're spoiling us. We're getting too much of a good thing. They're like, what if we hit you a day early? I'm like, that worked a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, did it work a little bit?
No,
I'm sitting here watching King of Dinosaurs, and I'm like, gosh, he looks just as lame as he did in King of Fighters 14.
Don't be doing that shit. He's one of...
Don't be doing what shit?
I like this guy.
Sure, he's got a spinning pile driver.
Ty, did you notice that when he talks, it's muffled because it's going through a mask? That's
or
amazing.
Is it going through two masks?
Yeah. So he has, but the mask also chomps down like a real dinosaur. So
you
he has some
super...
sort of mechanical setup in there, Ty? I'm not sure.
Where he just like slowly runs across the screen.
I hate
and
that
just,
one.
Like,
I do
chomps.
Hate that one.
God, it's lame.
But I did play him a bit in King of Fighters 14. Like, of like the three characters I played, he was one of the three.
I mean, yeah, he's okay.
I like him. He leaps across the screen, bites you in the face. He has a suplex. He has a couple of air grabs.
Yeah.
Kind of gets up in your business. He's a unique design. He's like unique for modern game like fighting game character, but like 90s game fighting character. Every guy was just a muscular guy with an animal head.
He's so 90s, man. I think I do love that about him.
Yeah, I think I can really get behind that. Because he is like, what's his name? Tizoc from Garo, basically.
Yeah, he is Tizoc, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
No, I'm not. No, he is.
He's not, Ty.
Yeah, one time Clark unmasked him, and underneath was just the Tizoc mask.
Was it? Did that really happen?
In a manga, yeah, it did.
Damn.
I saw the panel of it today on Twitter. It was very funny.
Damn.
That's the lore.
Is that canon?
I don't know. But either way, it's hilarious.
What is canon nowadays of this with fucking King of Fighters? John Cena better be canon.
You know what? Let's see The Rock, King of Dinosaurs, and John Cena form a team.
Hell yeah.
Man. Team superstar wrestler, man.
Who's usually in this guy's team? Do you know that off by hand?
Yeah, it's the guy we had before.
Okay.
El Fuerte.
Oh, yeah. Ramon. How did I get that? Nice.
Ramon. And then KOD, and then... Nah, I don't know who else. I mean, a quick Google could fix this situation, but...
Okay, I can be that quick Google.
Do we really care about a quick... Okay, so King of Dinosaurs, he grabs you. He's a big grappler. If you guys don't know, he's a huge big body guy.
He used to have like OTG type supers and shit. I'm hoping that still is kind of the case because that's a cool concept.
I think his run is still kind of pretty generous in the timing, like his weird chompy run.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing tail whip that sends you flying across the screen. That's like a really good normal of his, I believe.
I'm a big fan of his supers. Like both of them are pretty silly. Like he has a one where he throws you up in the air, but I'm a big fan of just whipping someone in the air and then slamming them back down. But his main super where he makes a volcano tie, I'm behind that.
That's pretty awesome. It's very much like Ultimate Atomic Buster levels of pile drivers going on here.
Yeah, it's just like crazy over-the-top 90s style pro wrestling bullshit. Like what you would get on like a poster.
Yes.
Just like, yeah, flames and a wrestler.
Yep. And it's awesome. I don't know if there's much else to say about King of Dinosaurs. If there's any KOD fans out there or any more, you want more grapplers in King of Fighters?
I don't know. Half the cast is grapplers and I love it.
Yeah. Did you find out who his team was?
Ty, I don't know why they make it so hard to find out who the teams are.
It is kind of weird, right? Like you on SNK Wiki?
Yeah. You'd think it would be the first thing it says, but it doesn't say it anywhere on the page.
It's like hidden and you got to read a bit.
I am reading it. I've read the whole thing now.
Okay, then who cares?
Maybe
someone will tell us in the Discord third is. Or maybe they won't. And we'll forever be kept in the dark about it. Nobody blink. Melty Blood Type Lumina hit us with a character trailer that I wasn't really expecting, and I was pleasantly surprised to see Kuma Kishima.
Okay, now first off, this guy, we're switching it up, Ty. Finally. He doesn't seem to be a maid.
Your prayers were answered.
He doesn't seem to be wearing a turtleneck, but
No.
They could catch me off guard.
I could change.
I do have to say, I don't like his weird sleeveless kimono tie.
Oh, what? I don't know.
I wish he kept his badass coat on the whole time. He has a fur collar and a white trench coat. It's really badass. That is an awesome aesthetic. Why would you then go down to like the all black one tone friggin'? He looks like, what's her name from? It looks like Zhao Yu's. Remember her old orange outfit? That's what I think of.
Yeah, it's like traditional, almost like a Chinese martial arts
like
outfit.
A kung fu kimono.
Yeah, I love it. It's sick. I'm digging him a lot. He's a big rushdown grappler kind of guy. Kishima.
I'm a big fan of this guy. Like, I can get behind these sort of like more martial arts feeling type characters. Tai. I'm hoping this isn't like, is this guy the one? Is this like our martial arts archetype guy?
There is the other girl who's like Jam, basically.
Oh yeah.
So there's like another martial art person, but
so
I don't
know.
So
this guy might be my big hope in this game, outside of monsters. So I might be putting a lot of eggs in the old Kuma basket right now.
Sure. Do you want to hear his backstory according to the website?
Yeah, hit me with it.
All right. The Kishima family is like an offshoot of the Tono family. So that dude that he fights in the trailer, Shiki.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an offshoot of that. He's half man, half demon.
How can your family
demon.
Be an offshoot of a family?
It's like more like a branch, like a different branch of the family. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like he's like, I'm the true king.
It's like yeah, yes, I guess so.
So you have like the one splits off. Yeah, okay.
It's like your uncle's family.
Okay, I get it now.
Okay, he's half man, half demon.
Okay, I like that.
And he's a hermit who lives in the mountains.
I can get behind both of those.
He moved there for spiritual enlightenment, I think, and then he comes down back into town to fuck shit up.
So he went up as like, was he always a demon, or did he go up and then come back as a demon? Because that's way cooler.
I think he always was, so then he shut himself away in
the
mountains.
What's a demon doing trying to get spiritually enlightened?
No, he's half man.
So like the humanity
the man part.
Man, I always hate the man part.
Yeah, you just want him to be full demon, you know?
Yeah. See, maybe, yeah, I'm just waiting for monsters. Fuck this guy, Ty.
And then he has that flame power. So it just says he's got that big old flame power. I forget what it was called.
Yeah, he punches the shit out of you, and then flames come from all over the place.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love this style of character. I think I played... No, I didn't play this guy, but there's a similar guy in Undernight. What the hell is his name?
Enkidu.
Enkidu, yeah. He reminded me a lot of Enkidu.
Yeah, he does very much look a lot like Enkidu, except Enkidu has both his eyes closed, whereas Kuma has one eye closed forever.
Key difference.
They're totally different.
See, and I like the Enkidu outfit more, just jacked in gi pants.
Yeah, and he has like what, handcuffs, giant handcuffs on?
Yeah. Man, I wish Kuma would keep on that cool jacket tie.
It is awesome. If you guys get a chance, look at his character art. It's so fucking dope. It's so sick.
How do you feel about the faces popping up all over the screen? It's a little much.
I think when, especially at the beginning of Kuma's trailer here, when they both activate Moon Drive, Shiki does it first, and then he does it, and then somehow beats him out.
And then he does a super some shit immediately after?
Yeah, exactly. It's so...
There's like fucking seven faces on the screen. It's like watching the intro Brady Bunch.
Exactly. It like freezes the game to show the face, And then next time it shows the face, Shiki's like, oh, and scared.
I guess it's just like the trailer, so that probably isn't happening 1,000 times. But man, it was distracting.
Oh, no, that's definitely happening 1,000 times.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I hate it, Ty. But, you know, this might be one of those Strive things where I hated that shit. Now I barely notice it.
Yeah, I think you'll barely notice it when you're playing. I do like, speaking of character faces popping up, when they do the supers and it does that character sort of face.
Yeah, that one's cool because it's just like a, you got a cool piece of character art.
Yeah. Akuma grabs the screen. Like, he grabs the camera and then grabs the character. It looks sick.
It's a little dynamic. I like it.
Yeah.
But it, like, doesn't do that go into a video type shit that every other game does for its supers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I think he looks really great.
How you feeling about this game? Are you hot, Ty? Are you lukewarm? Are you cold? Are you going to be a freaking melty boy?
I am really warming up to it because I'm seeing that, especially in these trailers, it's got the same sort of melty blood thing where everyone's ending with an air throw because that's really good. But it's not a lot of focus on air neutral, air to air neutral. Yeah. And I like that a lot because that's the thing about melty blood that I hate. And I understand, yes, this is how it like sets itself apart. It has a different neutral plan. Like air to air is big. It's important because it's always fishing for that like hit into a combo or hit into a ground throw or air throw, sorry, that will give you good like Oki. But I really can't deal with the air to air shit. And I don't want to learn how.
Hey, I'm a Marvel boy. I live for it, Ty. Air to air me up. Actually,
yeah, that's true.
I could do without it at this point in my life. I feel like you be on the ground for a moment. Let me catch
that's
my breath.
That's where I'm at, man. Just let me take it slow. Let me assess the situation in my own time. Let me not.
God, we're getting old.
Mash the stick so hard just to dodge out of the way or dodge in the air, man.
Oh, do you feel your reaction times are failing you, Ty?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, it's come.
It's the most frustrating part about playing Giovanna in Strive is whenever I try and do her DP, never.
Just, it's not there for you?
Not there, or it's way too late.
Man, when Gold Lewis comes out, maybe we'll finally play.
Huh? Oh.
How about that?
You're saying that you are liking Gold Lewis enough that you might actually play him?
I think I might be drifting that way right now. I might be there.
Should we hop over to the third round?
Let's slide on down.
Final round! Gold Dick Lewis.
Old Goldie Dicks and the Three Coffins.
Goldie Dicks and the Three Coffins has finally been revealed, and at first, we had this character trailer. Ooh, Carter, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you look up the Season Pass 1 infographic that we got? Because I don't have it pulled up, and I can't pull it up right now.
I wrote it down, so
you are a gem. So after our first trailer that we got for Gold Dick, he said, here he is. And then they gave us a sort of lineup.
Yeah.
Of all the shit that's coming. Can you tell me when old Gold Lewis is on his way?
So we are going to be getting old Gold Dick over here on July 27th.
Damn, that's actually way sooner than I thought.
Yeah, 5 days from when we're recording right now.
Wow.
And then the next character will be coming in August 2021.
Sweet.
And then we'll get one more character in 2021. And then the next two will be within 2022, it says.
Oh, okay. That's
So three characters this year. I thought we'd get all five this year, to be honest. I'm not like being that guy.
I was just thinking that three is really generous, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was expecting two of these guys.
I was expecting, for some reason, the whole pass. Because I don't know. I feel like they've been working on them.
I think they've been working on them, but we also, underestimate how long it really takes.
I really have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I would really love to know how much it takes to start and finalize a fighting game character in a game like Guilty Gear Strive compared to a game like
Melty Blood. I would love to see the design process of a Guilty Gear character.
Me too, man.
Because, Ty, this character, he feels extremely Guilty Gear. I felt like Giovanna was a great character, but didn't have that extra Guilty Gear pep in her step, you know? Like, there wasn't that, like, weird...
The extra sauce.
Yeah, there wasn't that weird, like, element that's on top of it.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
like the, yeah, some weird, obscure, maybe like demonic, occult, rock and roll type element. Giovanna doesn't really have that stuff.
Oh, and Gold Dick's got it in spades.
He's got it in spades.
Occult and rock.
He's the most fucking cowboy character you could possibly have. He's in chaps. He's got a bolo tie over top of his regular tie.
Which is incredible.
He has horseshoes on his gloves, which is awesome.
I didn't see that. That's amazing. Yeah,
big ass horseshoes on his gloves. And like what he's a big, like burly character, but like being fat isn't part of his character, which I like that in a character, you know?
Yes, I like.
Yeah, like I never liked a Bob or a Birdie, you know? Like, yeah. I played Birdie, but I never liked like the whole like, oh, he just eats food. Huh.
Yeah, the focus of his character was that he loved sweets.
Yeah, and it's just like the crux of your character being that is just, it's boring. But this guy, Ty, the crux of his character is he has a giant Area 51 alien coffin.
It's amazing, man.
That's that Guilty Gear sauce.
And that's just in terms of design. Like, we'll get into his sort of gameplay later, but this guy's Guilty Gear through and through, I feel.
Yeah, they sprinkled that little extra Guilty Gear-ness on this guy, and I'm a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So so you can just tell by the character, yeah. Giant, burly, slow-moving type guy. And that's just right in my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of crazy. I didn't expect this so soon, and I'm gonna just say something, because it's been on my mind. People on Twitter, we got this video reveal trailer of Gold Lewis, and I saw more than a couple folks being like, that's it? Like, that's all you showed? And then within the next 2 days, they have a breakdown of the character and all of his moves. Not his normals, but most of his specials. And it's like, do you all not have fucking patience anymore?
Ty, I just demanded 5 characters this year, so...
Like, when you see a character intro trailer, and you're like, is that it? Are you planning on, like, labbing Gold Lewis in your fucking mind palace or something? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, buddy. I'm up here thinking of the impossible setups, Ty. That
I want to know all of his moves.
But they robbed
me
of it. I need to... 2 days, Ty, I could have had so many little intricacies set up in my mind castle. There's layers to my gameplay, and I get that you wouldn't understand that as someone who accepts character trailers without any meat and potatoes, but a guy like me, Ty, I need it day one.
Oh, God. Well, you got it day two.
All right. Well, it'll do.
Let's go down the character intro / breakdown for Gold Lewis Dickinson.
Amazing. Even his gameplay has that Guilty Gear pep in its step. Here it is. Behemoth Typhoon. What a fucking move, Ty. This is
this is like...
It's the grappler gatekeeper weapon. Because, Ty, I want to say at the top, they kind of broke my heart. This guy doesn't have a command grab.
I thought for sure he would. I thought the headbutt was definitely a command grab, but it is
something.
Just his normal
I really
grab.
Thought he'd have something. But they still gave him one of the tools of the grappler gatekeeping, which is half circles, Ty. The guy is built on half circles.
And this is unlike anything or any sort of one move that I've seen before. It is one move that has 8 different ways of doing it.
Every direction of like the stick, the analog... If you end the half circle on any of those directions, it's a different move.
This is great. Would you like me to go down?
Yeah. Well, I wrote down a little like blurb here saying like what they all do, and like, man, yeah, he gets a knock back. He gets a launch.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a fast startup normal that you can use well, like in the middle of combos.
Yep.
A long-range launch, so it's pretty slow, but, like, He has a fast startup overhead. He has a regular overhead.
Yep.
He has a low normal out of it, and then he has a long range, like fast normal.
It's so crazy.
So, and it's whatever direction. So, I know I'm going to fuck these up 1,000 times, but...
Oh, I got them written down.
You got the directions and everything?
I got the directions and everything. Okay. Yeah.
What's in... are we doing a Guilty Gear
in notations? Number pad, yeah. Notations? No, man. I'm just going to tell you the directions, because that's too hard.
Okay.
Too hard for me to do off the top of the dome. If you just want a, you know, the normal left to right, a half circle.
Too hard to do off the top of your dome, Ty? It's a friggin' phone pad.
Yeah, it's like 4, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's 7, 8, 9, 4, 6, 1, 2, 3.
God damn. Number pad. Just saying it out loud makes me want to kill myself.
Okay. You do it your way then.
Left to right, if you're on P1 side, is the long range smash. Like, it's good. That one you can sort of like hit him, bang, bang, and just follow up, smash him with a coffin. No problem. Now, if you do it at the top of the pad, left to right, you're going to do the big long range overhead that you said you can follow up on if it connects in the late frames. So it like bounces them up and then you can just keep going. But it's like this overhead, it takes a bit longer to come out, but it is long range. It's crazy. And then his right to left, if you're still on P1 side, is just a low smash to the fucking shins. and it's quick.
It's knocked down.
And then if we go right to left from the top, you get a small smash with a bit of a knock-up. I don't know if you can follow up unless you like Roman cancel or something.
He has a fast over. I don't know if that is the one that knocks up, but he does have one that also knocks up.
Mm-hmm. I think I have it here. Yeah. The top to bottom, if you're on the back side of the stick.
This is way more confusing.
Right? It hits low, and then you can connect. If it connects late, then it does give you that big follow-up. But yeah, I don't think I should go over. He's got a fast overhead, the high launch. I do want to point out, if you're going from back to top and you're using the back side of the stick, you force the opponent to switch sides, and it launches them high. It's really crazy.
I love this whole, like... 360. I don't even know how to explain this mechanic. I don't think I've ever seen this done before.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is like the Guilty Gearness.
Yeah,
of it all.
Seems like such like a simple thing, but it's like it feels so groundbreaking for some reason.
One move, 8 different directions. Is there another character that you can think of in fighting games that has this?
One move, 8 directions.
It's kind
of
wild,
off the top
right?
of my head. I can't.
I can't either, yeah. I'm sure that there is one that has something similar, but who knows?
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Now, Carter, he has a bar above his super bar. What the hell is that?
He called that the old security level.
Oh, shit.
Because we're in the government. And, man, this thing, it just constantly increases. It's just as time passes.
It's really fast, too.
Yeah, and special moves, as you get more meter, special moves become more powerful. So you have, like, one bar, and then there's a second bar, and it fills up pretty quick.
Yeah, there. I believe when it's at nothing, that is your level 1 security level.
Yes.
When you fill up the half bar, it's level 2. And then when you get both bars, security level 3.
And so out of that, it powers up his 2 special moves. The one is the Thunderbird, which is like a slow-moving projectile. And if you higher the security level goes up, the longer distance and the more hits it does.
Yep. I think if you have like security level 3, your little drone will go out and it'll hit like 3 times and then explode.
Yeah, and it does full screen.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, what the fuck?
And that's his next move. I'm just going to pitch something to you. His next move is called Skyfish.
Mm-hmm,
now, this shoots a bunch of projectiles. And the higher the security level, it shoots more projectiles.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a big chip damage move and also has the ability to wall break from like half screen, which is crazy.
And it negates all projectiles.
Also negates all projectiles. So yeah, this is a super strong move, especially for like a slow moving character.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing this move, Ty, I was like, damn, this guy is the Guilty Gear equivalent of Guile. Like Thunderbird okay. is the Sonic Boom.
Of the slow moving Sonic Boom, of course.
Skyfish is his V skill where he throws all the Sonic Booms.
Oh yeah.
And his Behemoth Typhoon are his like his spinning back fist normal, his overhead kick normal, his double sweep normal.
Oh my, we forgot to even say Behemoth Typhoon, all of those can be used in the air.
And yeah, they can all be used in the air. Like a one lot of them, Guiles.
Yeah, one of them where he does like the right to left in the air is very much like a full arc above his head. Flash kick style?
Yeah, I really feel like he is their Guile equivalent.
It's like you could do instant air Behemoth Typhoons to anti-air people.
I was wondering about that because I don't know if you'd be able to do the instant air because your half circle would end up somewhere different.
Oh, yeah, shit.
So you'd end up like at...
Because you have to start from a certain...
You'd end up at like 8 when you want to be at like 9. Because you have to get the extra little bit to do the jump.
Damn it, the dream is dead.
I wonder how that's going to work.
I'm very excited to see how it works out. Skyfish, though, the chip damage, my God.
I love it. It's just like it forces them to deal with.
Like, you've got to fault his defense.
You can't sit there in the corner. You have to come and deal with this dude.
Yeah, you have to fault his defense or you're screwed. You're losing like a good chunk of your health.
Like, you want to move to his... I know that's the deal with Potemkin, but it is like the biggest part I struggle with is when I just can't fucking get to someone. And
yep.
This kind of feels like, hey, like, yeah, if you want to sit there, I'm going to chip your ass down.
I just want to say, as we're talking about this, he has so many tools. Like, he's got the drone for good Oki and pressure. He's got the projectile that destroys all projectiles and does crazy chip damage. He's got the super that we'll get to that stays on screen for a while.
He's got two supers. He's got down with the system, which this is right up my alley.
No,
big
of course.
Ass fucking punch. Just big punch, uppercuts him into the sky, hits him with friggin' big fist punch tie, and up in the sky, throw a couple bombs at him, why not?
Yep. And this is awesome. Because it also has a gimmick.
Wait, what's the gimmick on this one?
So, he's got the invincible startup, right? And then he punches you into the sky. Now, if you spam full circles... While this is going, he will throw more bombs.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So you spam, you just do full circles like fucking, you guys are just going to, you're going to hit down with the system and then just spin the stick like a madman.
Go for a spin, hell yeah. I like that.
They showed it in his trailer. He screams like, you know, he screams and he punches you. If you get more full circles in, then you can see like more veins pop up on his face. And that's how you know that you've done it, yeah.
Oh, I can... I mean, the fans will be fucking awesome. Blowing out of his skull tie. I'm going to spin that thing.
I think you can get 3 full circles in before...
Oh, that's easy.
And then that's it. Easy?
3 circles?
Man, I struggle with
that's
full
life.
Circles. Yeah,
be like,
I'm not a grap boy, a grappler.
And then the next move, burn it down. Fucking cool... What is it? It's like lip. He has like a kiss on his eye.
He's got a lipstick mark or a lipstick kiss on his glasses on his left
eyeball. And then the friggin' parts and boom, shoots a laser at your feet.
He like shoots a laser at your feet and it calls down a satellite laser.
Yeah, calls down the satellite laser, the Dormammu pillar.
And it moves from sort of like where the character is toward gold.
It drags
dick.
You towards him. I love that. And if you get hit by it, it launches you up towards him.
And if he has security threat level 3, I'll call it security threat because it's way cooler. Security level 3. it hits for more.
Man.
Or not, it hits more times, I mean. Sorry.
I'd love that, like, you could send that down, throw a bunch of shit out. Like, it just feels like this character's going to have a bunch of gimmicky shit, which is something I love.
Yes, I think this guy is one of the most previous title Guilty Gear characters in a long time, I think.
Yeah,
I don't want to say a long time, but for Strive.
I'm a huge fan of this character. I I was kind of iffy on him at first. I kind of wasn't feeling Skyfish, the Gallon Gun.
Mm-hmm.
But I've come around on it because I see the necessity of it in the character.
I was going to say, to me, Skyfish will be the move that you secretly love pulling off because you're going to like annoy a lot of people with it.
Yeah, I feel like it's just going to be one of those. It's just like a you have to come to like the chip damage, I think, really turned it around for me where it's like a.
It's not a slow startup either.
Yeah, you're coming to me.
Yeah, it's really good.
You have to deal with it. It's a nice little thing.
I'm scared to fight against him.
Man, maybe we'll finally play against each other. It'll be nice. I still haven't fixed the fucking connection. It's crazy.
I know.
Like, I don't know what the issue is, and I never will, but man. That seems like one of those things, right? Like, I thought it was going to be because they were getting overloaded, but no way they're still getting overloaded, right?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And like, something's got to give, please.
Right, sometimes I just want to hop in for like 5 minutes.
But exactly.
Then I
you
hop
can't do
on
that.
And I'm like, ah, fuck this. I don't want this.
I've actually done that before where I hopped in, I said I got 10 minutes to spare, and then it went for about 30 seconds, and I said, nope, fuck it, and then I didn't do anything.
That's weird that has probably happened to a lot of people.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
It's just like it's like an instant, like, it's a hype-destroying mechanic. It's not a mechanic, but it's just like... yeah. But I don't even know what the fuck to call them. But
intentional.
It's just, yeah, this is intentional the... Maybe they put it in, you know? To temper you.
To teach you guys patience, for fuck's sakes.
That's what they're doing, yeah. They're like, they can't fucking wait on Twitter one fucking day for an entire guide to the character.
Patience is a ding-dang virtue. Okay. Is there any little tidbits you want to bring up about young Gold Dick Lewis?
Goldie Dick's over here. I'm excited about him. He's coming out in friggin' 5 days, Ty. I'm going to be a friggin' older man. I'm a birthday boy here, Ty. I'm going to gift myself a gold, Lewis.
Is that on your birthday?
No, I'm a 25th. No. That would have been... If
25-er.
If he came out on the 25th, it would have been Destiny.
It would have been the pick of Destiny.
Do you think this confirms the leak? Like, I don't think it does. Gold Lewis is like... You knew he was going to be a character.
Yeah, big time.
Did we know
as
his name beforehand, though?
In the story, yeah. I mean,
okay,
they say
so, like, the leaker knew his name.
Totally.
Okay, so...
It could be totally different, man. There could be, like, four other characters that we don't even fucking know about.
Happy Chaos
also coming.
We're going to get Happy Chaos. I think we're going to get... I don't even know if we're going to get that, man. I'm not gonna put my eggs in that basket.
Okay, I mean, don't put your eggs in that basket.
No, I'm next up is probably going to be friggin'... Happy Chaos. But
I'd love to see Happy Chaos.
I'm back on a finger crossing Zappa Johnny Venom. Let's do it. I'm feeling good again. I feel like there's hope in this game for me.
There is hope yet for you with Gold Lewis. We did see a few of his normals before we piece out of this round and the episode in its entirety.
But don't you feel like if we saw Jam, it would have been like... That confirms it. We're fucked.
I think yes, because Jam is such a far...
Yeah, that's why I saw this guy, and I'm like, that's the obvious one. Okay, I can still hold a little hope.
I think you might have a little hope. I don't think those leaks are too credible, but I think there is some merit to them, judging by the characters in the story. Oh. Sorry, shit. What was I going to say about his normal moves? There's one normal anti-air that he has, I think is like crouching slash or some fucking crazy thing, where he like handstands and kicks both of his feet into the air.
Yeah, I saw that.
That looks so good.
I was going to say that's the one move I don't like of his, but people seem to love it.
I mean, he's just a big jack dude who's handstands and kicks you.
Yeah. It just looked out of place with the rest of his shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I was
he
just
looked
like
a little too much finesse.
Yeah, every move he's a big burly dude, and now he's suddenly doing a one-handed handstand? Come on. I'm a lanky boy, and I don't think I can do that. Come on. It's.
I definitely can't do that.
Actually, no, I definitely can't do it. I don't know why I said I don't think. I definitely can't stand on one hand.
And that was Gold Lewis. Everyone, be excited for when he comes out on the 27th of August of July. I mean,
August of July. Who's up next, Ty? Who's up next?
It's going to be, I'm down. Happy Chaos, for sure.
Happy Chaos. Did I guess this one, or did I say Jam?
You said Happy Chaos would be next, but...
Didn't you say Happy Chaos would be next?
I think so, because he's so heavily featured in the story. And people are, like, expecting him, you know?
Yeah, but I meant for the first one.
Yeah, like the next one, right?
No, like before Gold Lewis, we had a prediction.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Happy Chaos.
Did I guess Gold Lewis? Did I get it right? Or did I guess Jam? I can't remember.
You definitely didn't. I don't think you guessed Jam. I think that one's a little more like end of the line.
I think
you
had said Jacko. It might have been my cynical pick, though, you know?
I think you said Jacko.
Oh, I did say Jacko.
Yeah.
Right, I forgot about it. Okay, I'm going to say it's Jacko again. Yeah.
And we're both going to be wrong. What?
Fingers crossed. Hope I'm wrong.
Fingers crossed. All right. That should be it for us. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Coffee and Combos. We will be back next episode for more fighting game news. The intro music is done by me singing Crazy Train. What?
That was a jam. Yeah. That's our new intro. It's just Crazy Train.
Crazy. I mean, coffee. And the combos. There you see what I did there?
That was good.
Millions of listeners, but not really.
Dozens of listeners.
You can find us on Twitter at Coffee and Combos. You can follow me on Twitter at TyRossCC. Carter, where are you at, man?
I'm on the Discord. Don't even look for me anywhere else. Unless you're coming out to the projects to do meth, then I might beat your ass with a tire iron.
Yeah, you guys got to be careful. Carter's going full Punisher out here.
Yeah, I was feeling very vigilante after that.
Well,
and I'm still feeling. I might go put on some black clothes, go beat some people up.
No, sit down. Don't be so reckless. Pour yourself a nice chamomile tea.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it? I'm going to go
but
do
not
that.
As
everyone,
nice
you go
beating
pour
up
your...
a meth head.
No.
Nothing quite satiates
no, and we're back
my
here.
Thirst for chamomile tea like beating
All
up
right,
a meth
everyone, go pour yourself a nice tea, relax, and we'll see you next episode.
You win. Perfect.